Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So the Cowboys have signed Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott returning to Dallas on a one-year deal, maximum value of $3 million on that. But Zeke Elliott, the Cowboys have a major running back question mark, right? They lost Pollard last year. They don't have anybody but the kid from K-State who played with Ben Sinnott and Will Howard, the quarterback there, Deuce Vaughn, who got picked by the Cowboys in last year's fifth round. But other than Rico Dowdle, who was, you know, an effective player for them, they didn't have an actual legit running back. So they have brought Zeke Elliott in Dallas. So that's some breaking NFL news today. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What did you like? What didn't you like? What are the questions you have about what they did over the weekend? Take your calls right now. Phone lines are open, and we'll start with Chris in Annapolis. Chris, go ahead. Chris, you there? I can't hear Chris.
Me neither.
Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. I'm not ready to give Adam GM of the year already, as you pointed out, but I'm sure happy with what he accomplished.
Yeah, I pointed out that somebody sent me a tweet about that. I didn't agree with it, yes.
I know, and I'm with you is what I'm saying, and versus the tweeter. Anyway, what did I like? I liked that their BPA approach, and obviously when they picked Newton at the top of the second round, best player available. And it aligned beautifully with what we needed. I mean, I thought going into the offseason, our four biggest needs were a starting quarterback, a starting versatile left tackle, a starting versatile tight end, and a starting corner. And we got all of those in the top three rounds, if in fact Coleman proves to be, and it's a big if, but if he proves to be prepared to be our left tackle, that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch. I also, one other thing I liked is that the pick we got from Chase Young brought us back to McCaffrey. There's no doubt McCaffrey's loved to play football, okay? But I found it very ironic that the Chase Young pick led to Luke McCaffrey coming to the team, so very excited about that. But what I did
The Luke McCaffrey thing is interesting to me because I'm going to tell you, I did not know much about Luke McCaffrey. I did not watch a lot of Rice football, even though Rice was not bad this year and they covered a bunch. I can tell you that much. But I had no idea why they were covering. But when you watched highlights, you saw a football player. You saw a guy that, you know, is a good route runner, has phenomenal hands, phenomenal instincts, and he's not small. You know, he's got some height to him. And some reach to him.
Like
and
the old man, Kev.
Yeah, not that tall. The old man was what? What was Ed? How tall was Ed?
He was about the same size. Honestly, when I see Luke, I see Ed. They're very similar.
Yeah, I think Ed was a lot taller, though.
Completely different.
Ed
I'm looking it up now because I thought Ed was a lot taller.
Ed is 6'5".
Ed was 6'5".
Okay, so a shorter, easy Ed, but I think he's got a lot of talent. What I didn't like was the fear that picking Newton suggests once more the Marty party and Ron blew it with the Mathis pick. We'll see. But Mathis has just been – Big Phil has been a complete disappointment. And then just the last thing, again, and if Coleman pans out, this isn't something I didn't like, but just the overall roster building to this point. I thought they played it too fast and loose in free agency at left tackle. I really thought we should have gotten a veteran left tackle. And because right now we're down in the Fannell's basement trying to pick over the leftovers. And I don't know. We need Coleman to hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, again, and I meant to get into this with Ben a little bit, but I actually wonder what they really think of what they have on the roster, Cornelius Lucas in particular. Because my guess is, not just because he's actually under contract, my guess is that Andrew Wiley probably graded out a lot better than most of our fans think from last year.
Hey, and I thought Lucas, I thought Lucas was better than Leno. I truly did. I thought Luke was better at left tackle. So I have no problem if they have to start out with Luke until Coleman's ready.
Thanks for the call, Kev. As always, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What'd you like from the draft? What didn't you like? Any other thoughts, questions? Phone lines are open. Let's go to Frank. Frank's calling from Charlotte. Frank, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll make it quick. I'll stay on task and be coachable like you want us to be.
That's okay.
As far as what I liked the film prevailed on Daniels. The league spoke. I mean, I'm telling you right now, and I like what Adam said. It was Daniels the whole time. So obviously, I like that. I like the guy, the DB from Michigan. I think he's a great steal. Oh my goodness, he is unbelievable. When I first saw his height, I was like, oh man, I don't know about this guy. But then I started watching some of the actual highlight. This guy's unbelievable. And then of course, I like Sennett, the tight end. I think he's going to end up being the starter before the year's out. And that linebacker from Texas Tech. I forgot his name. I can't think of his name. We drafted him late, I think.
From Temple. They drafted Jordan McGee from Temple.
Temple. Yes. And then what I didn't like is the overrated, talking about this RAS score stuff. I think that's blown out of proportion. I really do, because Benjamin St. Juice had a high RAS score when they drafted him. And so I just think that was really, really overrated. Tell me your thoughts on that, Kevin.
I think a lot of those things, it's really good information. I prefer, you know, drafting speed and athleticism to players that don't have speed and athleticism when all things are equal. I think this is a league where week in and week out you see super fast and athletic teams, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then at wide receiver, be very difficult with the rules being what they are to sort of defend. So I was fine and felt like that's great that Washington ended up with the highest RAS score. Again, for those of you that don't know what that means, it's raw, you know, athletic, relative athletic score. It's a relative athletic score. I mean, things like, you know, there's height, weight, those kinds of things factored into it. But 40 time, 20 time, the 10, the 10 yard benchmarks, verticals, broads, shuttles, cones, all those things are factored into a relative athletic score. Let me just tell you real quickly, the guy that invented the relative athletic score is going to be on the show tomorrow at 11 a.m. I actually called him up because I think a lot of people saw Washington had the highest relative athletic score of any team's draft in the league. And we'll get him to kind of talk through it. But more importantly, what it's meant historically when teams have been really high up on that RAS list. Lap, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Kevin? Hey,
how
man, I'm cool with the draft. I think we need to address the right tackle, though. But left tackle. But I like the pick. I like the pick so far. So I'm cool with everything. I'm really excited about Jalen. You know, that's who I wanted because I was upset about the Angel Reese and not getting a chance to get Wembanyama, you know, so I'm happy with this. So we'll see what they're going to
do. Hold on, I didn't follow what you just said there at the end. Angel Reese and Wembanyama, what?
Yeah, I wanted us to have a chance to get them by us kind of tanking this season. We should have did that last season, especially
particularly
when we blew Boston out last
season. Where does the Angel Reese thing fit in?
Because she was picked right after our pick for Minnesota.
I mean, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mystics. For the Mystics,
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I was like, we got to hit on something, like a talented pick with one of these major teams. And then I was upset with Ted because I'm kind of putting him in the ballpark with Dan. And, trying to take our team away from us, you know, our teams away from us and sneakily move to Virginia. Like, come on, man. Like,
right.
So something got to give, man. Something got to give. So I'm excited about the Jaden Daniels. I know you were sold on him too, Kevin. So if we can address that right tackle, left tackle, whatever, I think we'll be fine. And you know, hopefully we can build and compete, you know, for the future. But I'm excited about it. And
thanks,
Luke. What's Luke That's Christian McCaffrey's brother. I didn't know that. So I'm excited about him, too. Yeah.
All right, Lap. Good call, as always. Appreciate it, man. When we come back, I want to look at the other teams in the division and what they did. More about philosophically what they thought about their own rosters. We'll do that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.